The charges filed last month against Paul Marks and Bobby Kanar stem from a Madison party in May of last year when the two allegedly drank heavily and used cocaine with parolees. The primary evidence in the case is testimony from a convicted drug offender who accused the officers of using drugs 2 months after the party took place. Court documents show the offender tipped off a Madison police detective about the party and offered to be an informant in drug trafficking investigations to avoid being sent back to prison on a parole violation. Local AFSCME union president Tom Corcoran says using the word of a career criminal against two parole officers with clean records is an unfair abuse of power.
From our standpoint, this is just atrocious that a prosecutor would go forward knowing that he does not have evidence against these people. What we believe the intent is here is to interfere with these people's employment.
Both of the charged officers have admitted occasional cocaine use in the past, but deny they used it with parolees at the party last year. The Department of Corrections investigated the charges in April of this year and cleared the two officers of any wrongdoing. Corcoran says drug abuse by parole agents is rare, and when it occurs, it's usually handled internally through counseling and treatment. The two are now on paid leave. No date has been set for their trial. If convicted, Kanar and Marks face up to 2 years in prison. Prosecutor Brian Asmus was unavailable for comment. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.